stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State and his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sameh Sukri, have launched talks on economic, regional security, and other issues as the two meet in the first U.S.-Egyptian strategic dialogue since 2009. The talks in Cairo today come at a time when Egypt is confronting growing terrorist threats in the Sinai Peninsula, some from militant groups that have claimed allegiance to the Islamic State group, also known as Daesh. Kerry spoke with the news media prior to the talks.
The agenda for our delegations today is very broad. It ought to be. It includes the threat posed by Daesh, which is serious. Just two days ago, General Allen met in Canada with 22 nations. We continue to be deeply focused on Daesh, and we believe we're making progress.
Later today, Kerry will meet with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Meanwhile, Egyptian court Sunday again postponed its verdict in the retrial of three Al Jazeera journalists charged with supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. A judge said the verdict is now scheduled to come on August 29th. It was originally expected last Thursday, but the court has repeatedly delayed the proceedings since the three were arrested in December 2013. The assassination of an army general is creating panic and confusion throughout Burundi. That's according to the leader of the Forum of Strengthening the Civil Society. Until his assassination, General Adolphe Nshimirimana was a top aide to the president. The general's car was reportedly hit by a rocket attack in Bujumbura. He was the former intelligence chief and a former chief of staff. You're listening to VOA News.